الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon his most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah ta'ala to continue showering these blessings on us. And also He must give us the tawfiq of thanking Him and looking after these blessings. Someone does not make qadr, they show naqadri, non-appreciation of the ni'mat of Allah, Allah ta'ala snatches it away. Allah ta'ala must save us from such a predicament. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us man in this world, and He has made it such that man has to struggle in this world. Man has to toil, and he has to continuously make an effort. And anyone else or anything a person is doing in this world, whichever way he is doing, will always be seen as one or other kind of a struggle. The thing is that we need to know that there's no person here who is not struggling. He's making some or other effort in some way. And that is what we have been placed for on the face of this earth. This world is not a place of permanent rest, not a permanent rest house. This world is also not a permanent place of pleasure. There might be a little bit of pleasure here, there might be a little of pleasure there, there might be a little resting here and a little resting there. But overall, there is nothing like that. A person is on the move, he's expected to be on the move, he's been made such, and this whole dunya has been made such, that a man has to be making some or other kind of effort all the time. In fact, from the time a child is born, he's busy struggling. If you look at the child, how he's crawling, how he is making an effort to walk. Afterwards, he goes from one stage of infancy to the next stage, till they become old. And in his entire life's journey, you find he is struggling. If he's in school or if he's in madrasa, then he's in university, then he's seeking a livelihood, then he's working here, then he's looking after his family, and then he's doing one thing or the other. That simply shows that man has been created to make an effort, because this dunya is darul amal. And Allah Ta'ala has very, very beautifully mentioned it in the Quran. He says, وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدْ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Allah takes an oath on the father, وَوَالِدْ, and the progeny, that what the father issues forth in terms of progeny. Who is the father and who is the progeny? The father is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and the progeny are the rest of us. So Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on these two people, on these two elements, simply to show the importance of them being created here in this world. Their creation is not just some kind of a futile activity. Their creation and existence on the face of the earth is very, very important in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَالِدِي وَمَا وَلَدْ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. That verily we have created man in toil, in difficulty. That means to face difficulty, to struggle, and to make an effort. That is what the reality of our life is. So as we sit here, and wherever we might be, we all the time are faced with situations where we have to struggle. Sometimes more, sometimes less. But you must remember, my brothers, it will always be like that. Yes, there is rest. There is a thing like rest. But the rest that a person takes, the rest is also temporary. Nobody goes and rests forever. You say, I need to take a rest. A break. We say, I'm taking a break. What is the word break itself shows? That I'm going to carry on. I'm just taking a break. I'm just breaking my activity. I'm going to carry on. So the rest a person takes, the break he takes, the holiday, the word holiday, they say it means holiday, holy day. Or also it means a day of recreation. So all these little breaks that we have in between our activities, it is not for any other purpose but to rejuvenate ourselves, to recapture our strength, and to have enough energy to move on again. Why? Because that's what we are supposed to do. Move on, move forward. That is the reality of our life on the face of this earth. So my respected friends and brothers, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us here, and now we need to ask ourselves that what effort are we supposed to be doing? What is the nature of our effort? So there are basically three. A person can be making an effort doing good deeds for his akhirat, dini related. Or a person can be making effort on dunya, which is also not a problem, as long as he's doing a permissible effort, earning halal, rozi, and making an effort for various other things, for his worldly needs, whatever it is, totally permissible. And then a third effort a person could also be making, and that is the effort of such deeds that are going to lead him to fire of Jahannam. There also he's making an effort. He is doing such actions, and he is going out of his way to break the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that he's gone in the opposite direction. So where is our effort, my respected friends? We are all going, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Allah says, all of you are progressing forward, you are all moving forward, soon you're going to be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to ask ourselves, what is the nature of our effort supposed to be? And Allah Ta'ala has made mention in the Quran that you get all different kinds of effort. Allah says there are those people who make an effort that the effort is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. That's a word. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. That your efforts are appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. What means Allah appreciates? It means Allah Ta'ala acknowledges it, and Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased, and Allah Ta'ala gives a reward for it. So we need to ask ourselves, are my efforts such that Allah is appreciating it, is being pleased with me? That's what effort I'm making. Where is my effort going? Allah Ta'ala said another place, people whose efforts are wasted. أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ. This word sa'yu in Arabic means effort. So the one effort Allah says is accepted, it is appreciated. What about the other effort? Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ. There are some people that are making an effort, but the effort is gone to lost. It is deviated, it's wrong effort. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَّةً. But they think what they're doing is very, very good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people that they are, whole effort is going to lead them to the fire of Jahannam. So there's another kind of effort that a person is doing. So we need to ask ourselves that, where am I? What is my effort? And effort is big and effort is small to such an extent. If the effort is very small also, Allah says, فَمَنْ يَعْمُلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whoever makes an amal which is one dharra, this Arabic word means equal to an atom, small little deed, so insignificant we also didn't know we were doing that deed, such a small little deed, he's going to see it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a person does a deed that is bad, also to the extent of an atom, just as very fine, small little deed, bad deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. A person is going to see that. Now, my respected friends and brothers, what are we supposed to be making an effort for? The Quran Kareem gives us clear guidance on that. And Allah Ta'ala says, one verse, He says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. That whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better and everlasting. Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. In fact, you give preference to the dunya, the efforts of the dunya. But وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The akhirah is much better and it is much more everlasting. It is everlasting, not much more, it is everlasting. It will never come to an end. So what is an intelligent person supposed to do? We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask this question, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. After he makes this mention in the ayat of the Quran, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you use your intelligence? And what is the sign of an intelligent person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَلْ. Intelligent person is one who controls his nafs and he does actions that are for the akhirah. Actions for after this world, after this life. So that is the criteria for intelligence. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, all the strength and all the resources, all the time that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for us to make an effort. But our effort should not be limited. Sometimes people are making good effort, but they just limit it to the life of this world. Like they're going to stay in this world forever. They do not look beyond. So we must look beyond. Allah says, look beyond akhirah, there is a hereafter. Just there's another something going to happen there. Make your effort in such a way that it's going to assist you there. Then you get others whose effort is such that there is no matter and there is no concern of the akhirah. Their actions are such that it is totally, totally against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Such people, their dunya and their akhirah, they are in a loss in both of them. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, having understood this aspect now, that the Quran has told us, we are created here, put on the earth to make an effort. It is left up to us now to choose what kind of effort we make. And we know where both the efforts are going to lead to. So the effort for akhirah is primary. It is supposed to be what we are supposed to be doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us in this world just like that. While He has told us, you must do this, He has given us a host, a great amount of instructions in the Quran. Perform salah, give zakah, do this, do that, various things. That is the effort we are talking about. These are the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, He requires us to do, and these are the things that will give us our akhirah. But here comes the month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, my respected brothers, is to enable us to strengthen ourselves to continue in the struggle ahead. When Ramadan came, it was not just one month individually in itself that you do everything else. You make an effort and you struggle. Then Ramadan is over. Then you stop your struggle and you stop your efforts. No. It is a place, like we mentioned right in the beginning, it is an occasion where Allah Ta'ala, first of all, has created an environment of high spirituality. There's nur coming down. Already that helps a person. Then Allah Ta'ala has prescribed a number of things which a person needs to do in the month of Ramadan that will enable him, if he keeps it up in Ramadan, he has now strengthened himself. He has gone to the machines, the exercise machines, he has strengthened himself. He has gone to the rehab center, he has detoxified himself. He has gone to the hospital, he has had himself treated. All the sickness and all the problems are out. He has now come back a very, very healthy person. So there have been programs put in for him. You know, when people they do various exercises or when they have to go for health things, they go for programs, this diet and that diet. All these are programs so that the way ahead I can have a quality life. So this was what Ramadan was given to us. Allah Ta'ala put us through the thing of fasting where we are put under so much of strain to stay away from sin. A person is just wanting to, no, I'm on exercise now, I can't commit to sin. If a person is in hospital, like give the example, and is busy smoking and eating all highly cholesterol foods and these things, why is he there in the first place? So in Ramadan, a person is fasting already. He is disciplining himself, staying away from sin. His nafs is still pushing him, but he feels, no, I am not going to allow this to happen. That's the first thing. We discussed this in the starting of Ramadan. Then Allah Ta'ala gave us the Taraweeh Salah, which is 20 rakats. Did we ask ourselves, why is 20 rakats? If you can read 20 rakats every night, we have trained ourselves to read Faraz Namaz for the rest of the year. 20 rakats, 2 rakats Faraz, Fajr, 4, Zohar, 6, 8, Asr, 10, Maghrib, 3, 13, Isha, 4, 17, Witr, 3, 20. So 20 rakats. You will not have difficulty reading your Faraz Namaz after Ramadan. You will say, I used to read 20 rakats, one go in Ramadan, mashallah. It was a much longer one. So Allah Ta'ala has trained us with 20 rakats of Taraweeh. So that when the Ramadan comes, when it's over, I'm trained for my salah. We have been trained to give charity in the month of Ramadan. The Sadaqatul Fitr and the other charity, a charitable acts a person does, gives the poor people. Alhamdulillah, that is there. We have been disciplined to stay away from sin. And we have been given the opportunity of continuously connecting ourselves with Allah Ta'ala through dua. So all these different trainings have been given to us in Ramadan. And when Ramadan comes to an end, like now it's coming to an end, we definitely have acquired something and accomplished something. The thing is the mindset now, how do we view the exit of Ramadan and how do we see the way ahead, the way forward? So a person must not be foolish to think that it was only about Ramadan, it was all about, you know, Ramadan I'm supposed to be, you know, behaving and doing the rest of it. After Ramadan I go back to my old ways. No, that is a foolish way of thinking.
After Ramadan, I am now ready to face the challenges, to take on the orders and the commands of Allah Ta'ala, because I have trained myself in Ramadan. If a person is getting happy that Ramadan is coming to an end, then there's something wrong with him. He's coming to an end, why? So that I can go back to my evil ways. Then this person has not understood what Allah Ta'ala gave the month of Ramadan to him for. What we acquired in the month of Ramadan, be rest assured, we acquired the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be rest assured, we acquired spirituality. There's a nur that we have absorbed in ourselves. We have acquired purification of the heart. We have acquired sabr. We have acquired reward for a number of deeds. We have acquired the taste and the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in as far as dua is concerned. We have acquired a special link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just through the month of Ramadan. We have acquired Laylatul Qadr, which gives us an entire period of ibadah thawab. And we have acquired forgiveness, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. He said that I've forgiven you. And like we know that one hadith, that unfortunate and cursed is that person who Ramadan comes and he still doesn't get himself forgiven. So anybody who hears that hadith, he just feels, hey, I hope I'm not one of those people. So he'll pick up his hands at that time and make dua. And Allah's promises, whoever seeks forgiveness, Allah says, I will definitely forgive him. So there are 10, 12, 15 things we can count that we have definitely acquired, my respected friends and brothers. We have accomplished those things. And we must know that we have accomplished it. Even if we can't see it, we are supposed to feel it. That I feel something else has happened to me. Certain bad qualities have gone. Taqwa has come into my heart. I have now become more conscious of certain things of mine. There have been programs being taking place here. But besides the point, just the fact that I was disciplining myself in Ramadan, I have acquired a thing called sabr. I just made sure I did not lose myself. I kept myself. All these things, even if we can't see it, there's no gauge on us. Like on a cell phone, you have those, you know, 4 bars and 5 bars that shows that now, you know, you're fully charged. Alhamdulillah, we are fully charged. If not fully charged, we have charged greatly ourselves. Now that is the position of those people who have been exerting themselves and striving in Ramadan, not for the sake of only Ramadan, but for the sake of preparing themselves for the struggle that Allah Ta'ala has created us for, my respected friends and brothers. Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَا يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ. All these things have been already written down. وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. Allah says, we have recorded these things. Whoever does any good deeds, in the state of iman, فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ, then his efforts are not going to be rejected. They're not going to be refuted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. So it is recorded somewhere. Only we can't see it on the gauge. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, my respected friends and brothers. So a person should not be foolish that now I, alhamdulillah, have acquired cleansing and I have acquired strength. Now I must just go day after Ramadan and throw it away. Because then he has lost the purpose of the month of Ramadan. He has lost the purpose of fasting. He has lost the purpose of this entire practice that he was undergoing, this training. And his few months ahead are going to be very, very unfortunate. Therefore, what we need to do is, when Ramadan has come to an end now, we are supposed to, first of all, say to ourselves, I'm going to preserve my Ramadan. I am going to ensure that the actions that I had done, I'm going to remain steadfast on them. I was very steadfast. I'm not going to let that happen. I have started doing something which I never done before. Maybe I was not reading all my salah with jamaat in the first half. I'm now not going to ever let that lose me. So a person is going to ensure that. Then the consciousness of Allah that he has acquired, he's become a friend of Allah. He's come very close to Allah. See, I'm not going to do anything whereby I'm going to suffer a setback now. And I'm going to move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the rewards that I have acquired and accrued, I'm not going to destroy them. Imagine a person makes an effort. He puts up a shop and he makes so much of profit and he got so much of goods. And then at the end of the financial year, he just burns it all up. He just throws a match and lights it all up. We have acquired so much. Our deeds, my respected friends and brothers, on the scales are full at this point in time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't go and make such action that you cause your deeds to become non-existent. Our deeds can become non-existent. I'm going to ensure that I don't allow my burden of sins to increase. I will always be involved in tawbah. I'm not going to take on another burden of sin for another year. So these are the things. I'm going to act like a fasting person. Doesn't mean I'm not going to drink and eat and that. No. Acting like a fasting person, that when I fasted, I was trained to stay away from disobedience. I am not going to let that discipline that I have acquired lose me. I'm going to stay as best as I can in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the things a person should be reflecting upon. This is what his focus should be. And inshallah, imanan wa ihtisaba, we must remember, whatever deeds we have done in the state of iman and in the hope of gaining a reward and the hope of having acquired all these things which we have acquired, are supposed to have acquired, we have definitely acquired it. Everything Allah Ta'ala says, he will be forgiven as long as these two things, in the state of iman and in the hope. That's why I said, we must know that we are, be rest assured that we have acquired something. We are not going to do anything whereby we're going to throw away. We made so much of an effort. So this was the effort of Ramadan. And now the effort beyond Ramadan continues, the effort for which Allah Ta'ala has put us on the face of this earth. And we will make sure that we don't allow it to go to waste.